every horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Late afternoon, when Webb Kramer and two of his ever-present handymen reined up their mounts in front of the stone-walled jail at Fargo. Heavy clouds hung over the Black Hills, and the air was thick with the threat of an impending storm. Oddly enough, the same quality was reflected in Kramer's face, and in the sharp, incisive commands he directed toward Chip Sanders and Mex.
Come inside with me, Chip.
Sure.
Mex, you wait here. We won't be long.
Si, senor.
What's this going to be, Webb? A squeeze play on Sheriff Holmes?
Shut up. All I'm doing is collecting an honest debt.
Sure, Webb, I know.
I wouldn't worry about it, Dad. Surely you could get together.
Good afternoon, Sheriff.
Kimberly, I didn't expect to see you until...
Tomorrow. Yes, that's when the note is due.
Well, don't worry, I haven't forgotten about it. Fact is, I was telling... Oh, excuse me, Em. Well, you know my daughter Marjorie, don't you?
Yes, I believe I've had the pleasure.
I'm sorry, I can't say the same thing, Mr. Kramer.
Now, Marjorie, you shouldn't. You know my deputy, Polly Wells? Polly, this is Webb Kramer and Chip Sanders.
Hi. Howdy, miss.
Now, like I was saying, Webb, don't worry about me not meeting that note right on time. I'm going over to the county seat first thing in the morning and borrow it from the bank.
I'm glad to hear it, Sheriff. Not that I'm worried, but you realize that a man in my business making short-term loans to cattle ranches can't afford to make exceptions, even for an officer of the law.
I don't expect you to, Webb. The only thing that could interfere would be the weather. This storm is blowing up.
Weather shouldn't interfere with a trip to the county seat. It's only 10 miles away.
No, not that. It's just that if a storm breaks real bad, I can't leave my spring stock on the open range.
That's your problem, Sheriff. I'll expect you at my place by 2:00 tomorrow afternoon. That's the time and date specified on the note.
All right, Webb, all right. I'll do my best.
Good. Come on, Chip.
Yeah.
Wow. He ain't the meanest, orniest talking critter I've ever heard.
He's worse than that. Oh, I wish you'd never borrowed any money from him, Dad.
I needed cash bad last fall, Marjorie, and borrowers can't be choosers.
That's true, but... It's a shame they can't do business with someone besides a loan shark, like Webb Kramer.
I know, but it's nothing to worry about now. I can get the money from the bank in Elktown tomorrow.
Hear that thunder, Sheriff? You and Miss Marjorie are going to ride out to the ranch for a dark. You better get a move on.
I hate to leave you alone here, Paul. That prisoner in the back jail, man.
Well, I didn't know you had anyone here in jail, Dad.
Oh, a red-headed gent named Baldwin. Rusty Baldwin.
Oh, don't fret about him. Bars on that cellar mighty strong. And I've got the key.
Yeah, I suppose so. All right, Marjorie, let's head for home before the storm breaks.
I'm ready. And the buckboard's right outside. Oh, bye, Paul.
Bye, Miss Marjorie. So long, Sheriff.
I'll be back after supper, Paul.
In the iron-barred cell at the rear of the Fargo jail, a young man paced the floor nervously. Perhaps he, too, was affected by the oppressiveness of the impending storm. Perhaps it sharpened his wits, made him realize that if he was ever to make a bid for freedom, it must be now. Otherwise, he would be returned to Texas. And Texas meant a gallows trap and death at the end of a rope.
Doggone.
A moment later, he was stretched out on the cell bunk, groaning with what he hoped was convincing realism.
Oh, Sheriff! Sheriff, somebody help me! Sheriff!
Hey, oh. What's wrong back there?
Sheriff, I...
Sheriff, not here. What do you want?
I'm sick. I'm awful sick. I need a drink of water.
Well, I can bring you some water if you want.
Oh.
Hey, I'll have to get up and reach for
it. I can't get up.
If you're really sick, I'll send for a doctor.
Water. Water.
All right, just a minute. I have to unlock the door.
Oh.
Here.
I can't raise up. You'll have to hold me or
something. Listen, I'm a deputy sheriff, not a nurse. All right. Here.
Oh, you can... Yeah. That's right, Law Dog. I can and I will.
Hey, what the... No.
Sort of hated to do that, Law Dog. You were such a kind and trusting gent. Yeah. I'll just put you on the bunk. There. Now I'll have to borrow your shooting iron and say adios. Nobody around. Just fresh air. Free air. Even if it does smell like rain. Yeah, and there's a good-looking roan at the hitch rack. That's for me. And then into those black hills. Steady, boy. All right, boy. Come on, you and I are going places. Get up, boy!
Despite its ominous threat, the impending storm didn't break over the black hills until midnight. And by that time, Rusty Baldwin and his almost winded horse had found shelter in a cave near Boulder Creek. He didn't dare risk a fire, but he did manage a few hours' sleep before daybreak revealed that the storm, instead of slackening, had increased. Boulder Creek was a raging torrent. Lightning forked down from low-hanging clouds and made the roan horse whinny with fear.
Steady, boy. I don't like it any more than you do, fella. But I've got to keep on riding. Come on, boy.
Suddenly, a bolt of lightning hit the top of a pine tree near the creek's bank. And splinters, long as Indian lances, flew from the split trunk. One of them speared the flank of Rusty's horse.
Oh, boy. Oh, don't. Hey. Oh. They could have pitched me off. Well, I'll be... No, he slipped and fell. A fine getaway I'm making. The horse and me both flat on our face in the mud.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto, riding west, reined up their horses suddenly near the left bank of Boulder Creek.
Oh, fella. We can't ford the creek here, Tonto. The storm has raised it to flood stage.
Ah, maybe we ride downstream.
Yes, we... Wait a minute. Did you hear that, Tonto?
Sound like...
A woman screaming, not far from here. Come on, Silver. Look, a girl on a cow pony trying to swim the creek. Oh, Silver, get your rope, Tonto, we may need it. Why anyone would try to make a pony swim a stream with a current like that is beyond me.
Stubby.
Yes?
Look, girl have baby calf cross pony saddle.
Believe you're right. He is holding a calf across the saddle. He must be insane trying to do a thing like that.
Hold on!
Polly out there to help you.
What the?
Fella on another bank. Him see girl, too. Jump in quick. Try to swim.
He's crazier than she is. The girl would only let go of that calf, she might have a chance to make it.
Fella in plenty trouble, too.
Stand back, Tonto. Maybe I can let this rope out that far if I...
Kimasabi, you do it. Girl, fella, both catch rope.
Don't forget the calf. She's still holding onto it. Snub that rope around the pommel of your saddle. Your pony can swim if he has some help. All right, Silverback boy. Let's hope this hemp will stand it. Come on, boy, back. Now, Silver, a little more and they can reach the bank. Oh, Silver, hold on. Oh. Come on, Silver, easy.
There you are.
I'm
going.
Scared, my...
Oh, Silver, oh, steady, big fella. No, you're mistaken. How did you happen to get caught out there in midstream?
The calf. It must have fallen in somewhere upriver. I was trying to save him.
The cost of your own life and that of your pony?
I didn't think.
Well,
I...
I'll be. A masked owl and injured. Where did you two gents come from?
The important thing is we happen to be here in time. Don't you think so?
Oh, of course. I'm grateful to this man for trying to help me. And I'm sure he's equally glad that you and the Indian found both of
them. I sure am. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not asking any questions about where you came from or where you're going.
Thanks. Would you or the young lady mind answering a question?
Oh, sure.
I'd be glad to.
How far are we from the town of Fargo?
Oh, about 6 miles southeast. First, follow the creek till a wagon trail crosses it, then bear south.
Thanks. Here, Silver.
Come, Scout.
You mean you're going to ride into Fargo in broad daylight wearing that mask?
Well, that depends upon whether I find the man I'm looking for. Steady, Silver.
Oh, thank you again,
there's somebody coming.
Yes, I wonder who.
Three men, and they seem to know you.
Oh. Hey, Webb, look. Ain't that the sheriff's daughter?
Hmm. Unexpected surprise, but I believe you're right, Chip.
Si, big hombre. Wear a mask. Injun with him.
Outlaws. You have strange friends, Miss Holmes, with the daughter of a lawman.
My choice of friends is my own business, Mr. Kramer.
And that business is swimming in Boulder Creek, to judge by your appearance. Who's the other man?
Why don't you ask him?
Well, I'm not interested. Probably just another outlaw. This confirms a suspicion I've had for some time. Holmes is not fit to be sheriff of this county. His own daughter associates
with
outlaws.
Is that right, miss?
And...
is your pa the sheriff?
Yes, he is.
And why ain't he working at it? Instead of letting jaspers like these run loose.
Dad is working. He was out all last night searching for a man who escaped from jail yesterday afternoon.
I didn't hear about any jailbreak.
Well, it might surprise you, Mr. Kramer, but I'm sure there are a few things you don't know.
Hmm. You may be right at that. This is the first time I've known that the sheriff is in cahoots with outlaws.
That's a lie. You miserable little... if you was down here on the ground instead of on that horse, I'd...
steady then, steady boy. You'd do what?
This.
Why, you... wait till I take off this riding glove and I'll slap
you... I wouldn't touch her if I were you. With or without gloves. That would be a mistake.
Hey, Chip.
Yeah?
Keep this mask uncovered. I'll handle the girl.
Sure, I'll
if you reach for that gun, it'll be another mistake.
I'll shoot
you. Oh! Hey. What the... he plugged Chip in the hand. Max, stop blasting! Cut him down!
Say...
remember, boys, you asked for this.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. A fraction of a second after the first wild burst of gunfire from Webb, Kramer, and Mex, the Lone Ranger and Tonto slipped from their mounts and ducked behind a nearby rock. Then the masked man's guns went into action. Marjorie Holmes and Rusty were caught in the crossfire. They were confused and too frightened to move until the Lone Ranger shouted at them.
Your pony's over there by the creek. Run for him, both of you. I don't know, I'll give you cover.
Thanks, mister. Come on, man. Red-headed hombre and the girl. They're getting away, Webb. Hail him! Can you ride, devil?
Sure.
Come on, get up for it. Oh, my arm. Snook it through my arm. Ain't shooting, Max. We got to drill these freebooters. Oh, oh. Bullet creased my hand.
Oh, stop moaning. Neither one of you is seriously hurt. You shouldn't have taken off your glove, Kramer. That would have saved you the bullet scratch on the back of your hand. Here it is, right where you dropped it.
You're sneaking owl hoot buzzard.
Hold the horses, Tonto.
Come, Silver.
I'll have the law on you for this.
I thought you didn't have much use for the law, Mr. Kramer. Lady Silver.
Indians shooting down innocent people.
Evidently, you've forgotten that you started the shooting. Come on, Silver.
Get up, Scout. Where we go, Kemosabe?
Bail that girl and boy. They're riding double on one horse. Shouldn't be hard to cut the sign. I think he's a man we're searching for, Tonto. He answers the wanted notice we got in Texas.
Not good.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Right over there. That shack is one of the line camps on Dad's ranch.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
You must be hungry, and I know you're wet. Come on inside the shack. I'll build a fire and fix something to eat.
Yeah. It's mighty nice of you, Miss...
Marjorie. Oh, by the way, what's your name? We've been so busy since we met in the middle of Boulder Creek that we haven't had time for introductions.
Yeah. I'm, well, who I am doesn't make any difference.
You're a stranger in this part of the country, aren't you?
Sort of. You see, I was just drifting west when I... Now, just a second. There's some kindling here in the stove. I'll light it and have a fire going in just a minute. Yeah, there.
Yes, a fire will feel good. Won't it, Rusty?
What the?
There's nothing to be excited about. I've known who you were ever since you jumped in the creek and tried to save my life.
You have?
Of course. I saw your picture in Dad's office several days ago, before he arrested you. You're Rusty Baldwin.
Yeah. I wanted for murder, down in Texas.
Are you really a murderer?
No. I shot a man, but it was in self-defense. The law gave me a trial, but a lot of fake witnesses swore that
Then everything's all right. You can tell Dad about it, and he'll... Wait a minute. There's someone coming.
It sounds like more than one horse. It's the law.
Or Mr. Crane and his friends again. Oh, we'll play it safe. There's a lean-to on the other side of the cabin. You can hide in there. Quick, through that door. Well, hurry.
Yeah, but if it goes prodding buzzards again, there's no mass chance to sight us. Yeah, you all need a gun. Here, take mine.
Thanks. Oh, close that little door and stay out of sight.
Yeah.
Stay where you are, I'll... What's the masked man?
Mr. Silver?
Yes, but we'd feel a lot easier if you'd put down the gun, Miss Holmes.
Easy, Scout, easy.
I'm sorry. I thought it was Webb Kramer.
I don't think they'll bother you anymore. Oh, where's the red-headed boy who was with you?
He's gone.
Are you sure?
Why, of course I'm sure. Why do you ask?
Because your pony is still ground-hitched over there. Boy must have left on foot.
Why, yes,
No, I didn't leave, mister. Miss Marjorie's just trying to cover for me.
I thought so.
We didn't know it was you and the engine coming up. It might have been those other gents of the law, so she lied.
I can understand that.
Yeah? Well, by thunder, I can't. And that don't mean I'm not grateful, but it don't make sense. Why should a nice girl like Miss Marjorie run risk for a freebooter like me?
Oh, I can think of several reasons.
One of them being that I pay my honest debt. You tried to save my life without asking questions, and... Well, I'm trying to do the same thing.
That's right.
I still can't see why...
Rusty, for a red-headed boy from Texas, you're awfully stupid about girls, aren't you?
Well, maybe I am.
Kemosabe.
Yes?
Come on, horse. Come plenty fast.
Oh, it must be Dad on his way back from Elktown.
The sheriff. I'm going to
no,
get out
No, you're not.
Of...
Oh, go back in the lean-to, Rusty, please. I'll explain everything to Dad
explain
and then...
Explain me breaking jail? Nope, I don't think even you could do that. I'm heading out of here before
Miss Holmes is right, Rusty. We'll all wait in the lean-to. Tonto, take the horses around to the rear. Wait for us.
Me do it.
Oh, thanks so much.
Come on, Rusty.
But I don't understand what's going on.
You will.
You critter.
Paul.
Miss Marjorie.
Is the sheriff here?
Dad here? Well, I haven't seen him since last night. I've been trying to round out some of the spring stock.
Ah, then you didn't know that the red-headed critter we had in jail broke out.
I heard about it.
Well, your pa and I had a posse on the train all night. But the storm washed out the sign.
Is that so?
Then less than an hour ago, the sheriff sent us back to town.
Said he was heading for the county seat to get the cash to pay that note to Webb Kramer's.
Oh, I did see Mr. Kramer by accident this morning.
Ah, it's funny your pa ain't back from Elktown. I thought sure he'd stopped here because I found his hat and one of his gloves down the trailer piece.
Dad's hat and...
Yeah, well, I got them in my saddlebag. I'll show you. Here. Don't these belong to the sheriff?
Well, yes. It's Dad's hat. Oh, but that glove isn't his. He wears gauntlet gloves.
Yeah, come to think of it, he does. Wonder who this belongs to and how the sheriff lost his hat.
So do I. Well, where did you find them, Paul?
On the river trail, near that big clump of cottonwoods. Say, maybe that red-headed murderer who broke jail doubled back and
no,
got...
No, I'm sure he didn't.
You're sure? You don't know how tricky that Jasper is.
Oh, did he hurt you very much, Paul, when he got away?
Nah, he just knocked me out. Stole my gun.
Paul, what's the matter?
I just noticed that Colt 45 laying there on the table. It's mine, the one he stole. How'd it get up here?
Well, I don't know, Paul. I guess it must...
Maybe I better take a look around this cabin.
No.
Miss Marjorie, you're pulling a gun on me. I'm your pa's deputy, huh?
I hate to do it, Paul, but I can't allow you to search
You're helping that murderer escape. He's hiding here someplace.
He's not a murderer. I'm sure of it.
If I could find the critter, I'd...
We won't wait for that. You and I are leaving now.
What do you mean?
Just what I say. We're leaving here and we won't be back. Climb back on your horse, Paul. I'll ride my pony. Now move.
And I never thought the sheriff's own flesh and blood would pull a stunt like this.
Is she really making that lawman leave at the point of his own gun?
There they are, mounting their horses. You can see for yourself.
Get up!
Well, I'll be... I never saw a girl like her before. She's doing that for us.
Especially for you.
Yeah, that's what I can't figure out.
She told you one of her reasons. Because she believes in paying her honest debts.
Well, yeah,
I'm afraid that... any further explanation have to come from her. Right now, it's up to you.
All right. How do we start?
I think it'll be fairly easy. Hello.
Uh-huh.
This glove here on the table. The deputy sheriff found it on the trail at the same place he found the sheriff's hat. Haven't we seen this same glove before, Tano?
Ah. That belonged to feller in gunfight.
I'm sure of it. I'm almost as sure of where Sheriff Holmes is right now.
Yeah? How do you figure?
Come on, Rusty. We'll ride double on my horse.
Where are we going?
There must be a ranch near here belonging to Webb Kramer. Shouldn't be hard to find. Steady, Silver. Here, I'll help you up.
Yeah, thanks.
There you are. Otto, you trail Marjorie and the deputy. When you reach them, come to Kramer's place.
Uh-huh. Keep doing.
This whole thing still sounds loco to me.
I'll explain it while we're riding. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
That you, Chip?
Yeah.
Where's Max?
Out in the bunkhouse. Keeping an eye on the sheriff. Wonder who that red-headed kid was.
Oh, part of the masked hombre's gang, I suppose. Just a saddle tramp.
Not exactly a tramp, Mr. Kramer.
What's up? Webb, it's him. How'd you get in here?
I walked in. Don't reach for any hog legs, because I got you both of you covered.
What do you want?
Sheriff Holmes. Where is he?
Why should I know anything about the sheriff?
A part of mine thinks you do, and that's good enough for me.
And where is this pod?
Right outside. All right, come on in. I've got him covered.
Si, senor. And so are you. Reach, or I split your spine with the bullet.
That's what it... What's going on here?
Reach.
Good work, Max. Go ahead and blast him. That'll be one less free bullet to work on.
No, you won't.
What?
Drop that gun.
At the window. Look, Webb. It's that mask on me who got me in the...
That's the second time today you've stopped lead from my guns. You want some more?
No.
Sorry,
no,
I was late, Rusty. Took more time than I thought it would to untie the sheriff. He'll be along in a minute.
You can't break in here until...
Already done, Mr. Kramer. And with the authority of the sheriff.
That's right, that's right. Here, Rusty, handcuff these two buzzards for me.
Well, sure, Sheriff.
Take it easy.
I think your deputy just rode up, Sheriff. He'll help you take these three to jail.
Wait a minute. Don't leave that letter.
There's nothing more to be said. It's all in that letter I just gave you. Adios.
Yeah, bad, Juniper. I wish it went into like...
Are you all right?
Where'd you?
What is it, Sheriff? What's going on?
I'll tell you about it later, Paul. Just heard these crooks together, the Tacalaboos.
Sure. Come on.
And you, Rusty.
Get moving.
You aren't hurt, are you?
I never felt better in my life, Miss Marjorie. Even if your pa does send me back to Texas.
You're not going back to Texas, son.
I guess you don't remember I broke out of your jail.
Well, we'll forget that.
I don't understand.
Well, neither did I until I read this letter the masked man gave me. It's from the law in San Antonio. It says they discovered the real facts on that shooting scrape you were in. The court reversed the verdict. You're a free man.
You mean I'm really... Oh, golly.
Rusty.
Miss Marjorie, did you all know about this all the time?
Of course not. I'm just as surprised as you are.
Well, then why did you risk so much on me?
Well, if you promise to settle down here in Fargo, Rusty, I'll explain that to you, step by step.
I'll be here forever, if you say so.
Good.
And while you're explaining, would somebody mind telling me who he is? That big gent with the black mask?
Well, I thought everybody knew that. He's a Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.